You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hey, you remember, Ace, whenever Chuck E. Cheese started getting the, there were a lot of incidences where people were, parents were fighting,
yes.
And there was all kinds of crime going. Chuck E. Cheese used to be, you know, when we were younger, was the place. I mean, it was cool family place, and then all of a sudden fights started breaking out in there and all that kind of thing. Well, those types of things, I think the trend has moved to fast food restaurants now. And people think that if somebody messes up their order at a fast food place, then that's grounds for, you know, fighting.
It's not a reason to
attacking
fight.
Them. But I was surprised to hear a story like that coming out of St. Louis.
All places.
It was at a Jack in the Box. And what happened was, the police say that Talanye Carter, 41, went to Jack in the Box, ordered and said, "Last time I was here, y'all shorted me one chicken tender." And the manager said, "Is the manager's a woman?" He said, "Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry." And then gave her the chicken tender.
So this time she got an extra chicken tender.
Right.
Okay.
And then she said she became irritated this time because of the lack of ranch provided at the restaurant.
Oh.
And, you know, like, "You didn't give me enough ranch. You know you're shorting me on ranch," and spit in the store manager's face. What? So she goes to drive off, and the manager steps outside and writes down her license plate number. Well, she saw that in her rearview mirror, and then she ran up to the store manager and then ran her shoulder into the woman. "Now, you're trying to get charges against me," and checked her with her shoulder,
like body
knocking
checked,
her to the ground. And then, because that was the quote, "You're trying to get charges put on me." And then police says she went back to her vehicle, put the car in reverse, and backed into the store manager. And it hit her left foot and ankle.
But all of this over the fact that maybe they didn't give her, they gave her two ranches when she wanted four. Yeah.
Right. And it was, you know, everything is taken as a personal affront.
Yeah.
You know, because people are so narcissistic now and they're so selfish about things. It's like, you couldn't just make a mistake. You did this on purpose to get at me because you have this, and this that's wrong with you, and you take it out on me. Well, I'm not putting up with you treating me that way.
Yeah, you are jealous and you're trying to insult me.
Right. So I'm going to run over you. So, I mean,
could have spit in your face.
If I were the manager and she's complaining about something that happened a while back that we had shorted her a chicken tender, I probably would have said, "Well, I don't know that's true."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, then you'd be calling her a liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd been, so the woman gave her, just at her word, gave her an extra chicken tender. And then because she didn't get enough ranch, she got infuriated.
That's crazy. Ow.
They do have the best fast food ranch. I'd be pissed too. But I wouldn't spit in anybody's face and try to hit them with my car.
You say Jack in the Box has the best fast food ranch?
Yeah.
What?
Who does, Rob?
I don't know, but I just wouldn't think the Jack in the Box would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would. Jack in the Box is great.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is delicious.
It's real good. I'm jalapeno poppers in that ranch, that buttermilk ranch. Make me want to spit on somebody.
There is a video going around of a Burger King, and the manager is a, the manager's a large guy. He's a big guy.
Oh, I've seen that where he comes across
and
the counter.
And he goes, and the guy says something about fighting. He goes, oh, okay. And he walks through the door and he comes around. And when the guy opens his mouth, he just punches him right in the face.
And the guy's wife is standing there with him.
Beat the crap out of him.
I love that.
Good. Good. He deserved it.
And they were the only customers in the Burger King at the time.
That's a whopper for you. Pow!
Yeah, the guy's cussing him out. He goes, okay, okay. And he just walks out the door, walks right, just... Bam!
Yeah, and the guy was old.
Spectacular.
The customer was old.
Yeah.
The other guy, the employee, was young and big.
Really? You know,
strong back.
And that's why I get all these fights on my Twitter feed now that I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Because if you get one good fight on there, then that messes it all up.
That's all I get anymore is fights and political things.
Was anybody recording when you were in that smoothie shop? Did anybody whip out their phone and like record that whole incident, Ace?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't wish so.
That would have been crazy if that ended up on like World Star.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah, but
that
I mean,
been crazy. That'd have been great.
How many? If I had a nickel for every time I turn on some social media, I open it and see a fight at a Smoothie King.
It would have been the first one. It would have gone viral.
Well, there were no actual blows. It was yelling.
Yeah.
There were threats of blows.
Yeah.
Then I circled the parking lot waiting for him to come out.
Did you like rear back with a fist and make him flinch real quick?
No. I just told him I don't have a problem. If you want to do something about it, that's quite all right with me. I would have gotten, let me just be clear, the guy was probably half my age and probably would have beaten my ass. But might have hit him with my car or something.
Yeah, sure. Hey, just give me my damn Fruity Tooty Fresh
Affinity. You didn't give me enough blueberries, bitch.
You blueberry holding ass bitch.
But like in my case, I'm just standing there and he's mouthing off about me not wearing a mask. And I had the mask on me. I just forgot to put it on because I'd been on the phone when I walked up to the store.
I was all
you
had,
if he had said, hey man, would you mind putting, you have a mask, would you mind putting your mask on? Go, oh yeah, because that was the early days of COVID, 2020. Yeah.
And it was a catcher's mask.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, man, I got it in my pocket. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. You know, because everybody was having to wear the mask then. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Sure.
But yeah, he chose to do it other ways. And so I told him, I have it. I'm not damn sure not putting it on now.
Yeah.
What a weenie though.
And there was a lady a member of the radio family who was in that Smoothie King that day. And she said, you are 100% right. She messaged me. Y'all saw it. She's like, you are 100% right. That guy was rude and he, poor communicator.
Well, he was a weenie.
And he wasn't
to believe all that about those masks anyway.
We need to ban that lady from listening because she didn't get video of this.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, she really dropped the ball on that one. I mean, really.
I think I know who she was, and she was pretty shell-shocked because I think she and her friend or whatever were the ones that were directly behind me because the guy was yelling over them at me.
I wonder, though, if those people now go back, and since all of this stuff has come out and you know, the people who didn't buy into all that mask bullshit and all that stuff, if they know now that it's been proven we were right, if they feel embarrassed or...
I don't think so.
Anything like, I can't believe I fell for that.
I still see plenty of people wearing masks.
I saw somebody again, two weeks ago, in the car alone wearing a mask.
But like that guy...
Don't get it.
That guy say like freaking out and wanting you to put your mask on because he felt in danger.
I'm selfish.
Yeah, does he go back and think about that? And go, I can't believe I got in that incident with that dude.
I yelled at that old man.
And all this. And he knew better than I did at the time because he wasn't dumb.
I hope he thinks, man, I dodged a bullet. That old man would have beat my ass.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right outside of Smoothie King.
Beat my ass in a mask.
that would suck. That just sort of adds, you know, another layer to it. I got my ass beat by somebody wearing a damn mask.
By an old dude in a mask.
By a guy in a smoothie visor.
With a bunch of birthday balloons in the back of his truck.
I knew
it did. It was. I know the date. It was July 3rd, 2020, because it was Peyton's birthday. I had just come from the balloon place. I had balloons and the numbers 21 in the back of my truck driving around. You couldn't see anything because damn balloons everywhere. That's the jolliest ass whipping you've ever taken, isn't it, bud?
Yeah. And you remember the gators? People would wear those gator things.
Yeah.
Those were even, you know, even more ridiculous to try to, you know, act like you're going to block some virus coming out.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that supposedly was cooler than, you know, looked cooler than having a stupid mask on.
I thought it looked a little bit cooler. You're more like you're an outlaw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't.
It gives the mask a little personality, a little show business to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like you're out there fishing.
Exactly.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.